In this episode, we're sharing how to brainwash your listeners to buy your stuff.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover a weird psychological trigger that makes listeners really want to take action.
Why solo episodes often convert way higher than guest interviews.
And the surprising framework that transforms passive listeners into eager buyers. Today, we want to give you a straight shooting framework you can use to effectively give call to actions that will feel like the natural next step for listeners to take, and how to frame them in a way that's simple, concise, and really, really attractive.
So, it all starts with this weird psychological trigger that you can use to actually get more people taking action.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear that one.
So what is this weird psychological trigger, right?
Oh, well, I've got to tell you. I thought you were going to tell me. No, you tell me. I just rambled on for like 2 minutes there.
Well, look, like you mentioned, mate, one thing we spoke about was the fact that oftentimes when you have, let's say, standardized lead magnet, a freebie that you give to your audience, it can be disconnected in regards to the content they've just listened to, i.e. listen to an episode about why guessing's so amazing. Then we give a call to action about podcast SEO. Doesn't quite make sense.
Exactly.
And the reason it doesn't make sense is because the perceived value of your call to action of the freebie is super low. Because in their minds, they're bought in on this idea of guesting, and then you've sold them podcast SEO. You should be doing both. This is just an example.
Yep.
So what we need to do is we need to reverse that. If we know that the reason why people aren't taking calls to action is because their perceived value, how valuable they think that the freebie is, super low or lower. An easy fix of this is by simply creating highly targeted content and in creating highly relevant lead magnets and freebies that's related to the piece of content we just spoke about. So if we do an episode specifically, let's say I have a lead magnet that's like a pitching template, I would make an episode educating our listeners, talking all about why being a guest on top shows is going to help them grow their podcast.
I see.
I'll build the entire value up around why you need to be guesting way more, because it's going to help you shortcut your way to a bigger audience. It's going to help you expand your reach, expand your network, and grow your audience and your bank account in the process. And then right at the very end, when I give the pitch of, hey, by the way, if you want 5 proven pitching templates to get booked on the top 1% of shows globally that work every single time, well, guess what, Tig? Is such a natural next step for people that
very
it almost
natural.
Feels, again, it feels silly. It almost feels like a waste of time for your listeners to not go ahead and take you up on the offer for the freebie.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a natural next step.
By the way, I hate the word freebie. I do not like the word freebie.
Me too.
Lead magnet. Sorry, yeah, lead magnet.
I know. I was actually thinking that last episode as well. Lead magnets from now on. And honestly, Anthony, that is really the first step to... Not only is that a weird psychological trick, make sure there's a direct connection between what you want listeners to do and what the topic was about.
Building up the entire value of the lead magnet before you even pitch the lead magnet, i.e. the episode builds that perceived value up.
But that is just the first step in the process we're going to share with you today to really make your call to actions way more effective. So again, it all starts with making sure there's a clear connection, right? And like Anthony said, psychologically, this massively raises the perceived value in your listeners' minds. Now, the next thing to think about is, we've talked about the topic, right? But what type of episode is this? Is this an interview? Is it a solo episode? Is it a live discussion panel? Maybe. There might be one listener. For us, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that we are huge advocates, probably even come across somewhat biased towards solo episodes.
Yeah.
In 1 minute or less, Anthony, that's a challenge. Tell me why solo episodes will convert way higher than guest episodes across the long run for calls to action from the podcast host.
Simply put, from people they like, know, and trust. And if you're getting guests on, yes, your audience somewhat builds a kind of relationship with you, but when you're interviewing someone else and they're the one being presented as the expert, providing the value, sharing their story, sharing their insights, and sharing how they can help your listeners solve painful problems, when you get to the end of the episode, which is a guest and interview-based show, and you give a CTA for your listeners, inviting them to work with you, it feels disconnected. They're thinking, hey, you had Gary on your podcast. He mentioned how he could help me and he demonstrated his level of expertise. So again, solo episodes, simply put, allow you to be the person of value who shares the expertise, shares the value, and you're presented as a clear person your listeners should want to work with.
Smashed it. That was under a minute. Well done. So look, we've covered so far really the first step to having people take your call to action is making sure the call to action is given in a podcast episode that is going to make that call to action shine. And that comes down to the topic and making sure the topic is aligned with what the call to action is, what you're offering. It's also making sure that you're the one delivering the value so people want to get more value from you as opposed to your guest. Now, the next step is it's a framework that we like to use, and it's called the PASS framework. And this is a framework that you can use as a way of structuring exactly how what you say in your calls to action. PASS stands for problem, agitate, solution. And so far, we found it to be the most effective copywriting framework to use in a podcast episode because it's just very succinct and it naturally positions things as the next step, which works really well. Again, when you've been talking about a topic, you naturally want the call to action to feel like the next step in a podcast episode. So tell us a little bit about how that might look, Anthony.
So we'll go along the lines of, again, this guesting episode, right? Okay. You've built up the guesting episode, and right at the end, typically people just say, hey, join my program, or join my course, or join my newsletter. Yes, another newsletter. But in this specific scenario, when it comes to the PASS framework to build up your call to action, pain, agitate, solution. So for example, let's continue with the podcast guesting example.
Okay.
I'll spend the last 10, 15 minutes building up the value of being a guest on a show.
Got it.
This is the brainwashing.
Okay.
I'm building up the perceived value.
Yeah, weird psychological tricks everywhere.
So when I get to the end of the episode, what I would do and what typically people would do is say, hey, join my program, join my community, join my newsletter.
Ugh, not the newsletter.
You know, don't present in that way. Terrible way to present it. Anyways, the best way to craft the CTA is again by using the PASS framework, the pain, agitate, solution, or problem, agitate, solution. Okay. So I'll start by saying, hey, have you been trying to be a guest on top shows but are struggling to actually land?
Pain, problem.
And you find that you're wasting all this time and energy putting into this pitch for you, again, not to get any results.
Agitating. It's not just the problem, it's about what that is costing you, right? So much time, so much effort.
And would you like to have a proven template, a proven pigeon template that guarantees you get booked on top shows in your niche?
I can see where this is going.
If so, go to the first link below and download our Get Booked on Podcast pitching template for free.
Solution.
There we go. Right.
Disclaimer, we don't have one of them down below. This is just an example. Otherwise, that would be very disconnected, right? But that, Anthony, was a very succinct, again. Is it succinct or succinct?
I think succinct.
Okay.
I think either one
sounds more right. Well, you just deliver that in a nutshell, right? Problem, are you struggling with X problem? Agitate is really you displaying how that shows up in their life. Oh, you're spending all this time on pitching, for example. Solution, well, that's why we have enter the solution. And you can see how in a micro scale, we address the problem, show why it's such a problem and why, you know, create a sense of urgency because of how it's showing up or how it's affecting the person, and then naturally position the solution, which again, if you've created some urgency, if you've agitated it, people won't want to wait about on. That will incentivize people to actually go and take your call to action. Combine this with a solo episode where you've been delivering value for 10, 15 minutes on the relevant topic, on podcast guesting, people are already as in the mood as they're going to get. You've already done the work.
Mm.
And you now have a smooth, slippery slope of a podcast episode that is geared and intentionally created to get people taking the next step with you.
So look, if you're a current listener, we love you. And if you're a new listener, we also love you.
We love you.
We hope you've gained a ton of value from this episode. Honestly, from our end, we make these simply to help you gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing or isn't monetizing as fast as you'd like. And I really hope you can see just by listening to this episode that there are some obvious changes you can start making today that can really turn things around in terms of your podcast growth and monetization. Like, it's not that far away. It really is a few tweaks that you can make to start seeing growth move in the right direction to finally break past slow and steady growth. We have new episodes every single Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So be sure to tune in again every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And with that being said, We'll catch you on Monday's episode.
See you Monday.